Morphin Legacy presents The Grid. Howdy, Ranger Nation. This is Shatter822, Vice President of MorphinLegacy.com. Welcome to another great commentary where the category for this month is...
Category is...
Love, Potion, Commotion.
Tens across the board.
A.K.A. Valentine / Love Fiend episodes.
Yes, ma'am.
Joining me in this commentary is Austin.
Hi.
And Amber had a funeral to go to, so she will not be joining us in this commentary or the next one since we record these at the same time. Today we will be watching episode 15 of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Season 3, titled The Potion Notion, written by Jackie Marchant and directed by Robert Radler. In this episode, Mischief is sent to Earth, armed with a love potion, and begins escalating mismatched, heart-wrenching havoc in Angel Grove High, turning Kimberly towards Skull, amongst other things.
Can I just say, I love that the monster's name is Mischief. Like, yes, Miss Thing, you better work.
We love a punny monster name. For those unaware what a commentary is, me and Austin will watch the episode on Netflix, and we'll talk over it while you guys, gals, or non-binary pals at home can watch it along on Netflix, if it's still there, your DVDs, or whatever way you decide to watch these episodes. I won't judge. So to sync up and join along as we watch this episode, begin when the countdown tells you to go, go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
The theme song that haunts my dreams.
The theme song that haunts everyone's dreams because they use it so goddamn much. But at least we're getting quality here. It's season 3 where they really stepped up the writing, so I'm here for some season 3 Mighty Morphin.
Season 3 was like, oh, you wanted a three-parter? Here you go. The whole season's just three-parters.
Multiple times. You want to transition from the Thunder Zords to the Ninja Zords? Let's tell it in a four-part story. Why not?
Like, all right, slow your roll.
You want to transition from the Ninja Zords to the Shogun Zords? Three-parter. You want to transition from Kim to Kat? Three-parter! You want to introduce Master Vile and the Metallic Armor? Three-parter! Okay, I'm done.
That's a look, sis. The coverall shorts. Ugh, fashion.
And the scrunchie overalls.
The scrunchie kills the look for me.
Well, I mean, it was the 90s. You're going to wear a scrunchie any outfit you wear, so.
I mean, the scrunchie would have been fine if it was an actual ponytail. I just don't like whatever is going on right there.
Yeah, it's, like, on top of her head, so that must be doing, like, a pain. That must be really killing her hair.
And then there's that little, like, strand that, like, is on the side of her face. I'm like, ugh, sloppy. It is not fashion. Serpentarian. Why? What is going on here?
I guess Finster is making a monster, and it's sitting on a table for some reason, which is kind of weird.
Instead of, like, a clay machine thing?
I mean, it looked like it was already cooked, so why is it just sitting on a table like that? That's really strange. She's just taking a nap before she gets her life, I guess.
Gotta get my beauty rest. Don't blame her.
I can vouch for that. Yeah, I need a nap sometimes, too.
Yes, Queen. Mischief.
Miss Thing, Mischief.
Wait, so is this a firefighter monster?
Yes. Are you gonna tell by all the firefighter looks?
Well, I'm just like, why is this being used for a Valentine thing?
Well, I guess they wanted a reddish, pinkish monster for their love potion episode, and this fit the bill a little bit? I don't know.
Seems like a stretch to me.
Also, the monster looks very masculine, so making it a female is a little weird too, but I'm here for female monsters.
She's butch. Aren't Bulk and Skull still in school? How are they, like, working with the police department?
I guess part-time, but they always wear their police uniforms to school. And Tommy's like, why don't you pay attention to me, Kim? I'm Tommy. Look in the fucking hallway.
Right? Why would you go into a classroom?
Also, what are you going to do with them? They're in the class. Just to yell at them?
No one saw the monster?
She's invisible. She said, I love being invisible.
Oh, that's convenient. I beg your pardon.
That's Miss Ebbly's favorite line.
I mean, honestly, I'm not mad at this pairing. I'm not mad at it.
What, you ship Lieutenant Stone and Miss Appleby?
Sure, why not? Oh, no. Ugh. This is not something I ship.
Yeah, I don't ship Aishin's bulk, sorry.
Mm-mm, no man. Period.
Yeah, I should be his queen. Get it, Goldar.
So weird, actually.
Kimberly is just straight up high now.
I mean, same.
She's just vibing.
I love it for her.
Protect Skull, he's not there!
Ninjetti, ooh.
And Tango Bye Bye.
I love this song. It's a slap.
I mean, the show did too, because this is the only song they play during fights now.
Watch him tango, watch him tango, watch him tango.
Let's see, God, Goldar is getting his ass kicked by Ninjetti mode, really? Oof.
That's depressing.
That's sad.
You hate to see it.
It's funny how the Serpentera pretty much is used as their convertible now. They don't even use it as a Zord anymore. Mm-hmm. They just use it to drive places until they get the RV in Zeo.
I mean, that's the mood. Ooh, and Liverito.
Oh, he's gonna be in trouble. Ooh.
Round it, sir. Get in the corner, baby. Say. I'm glad they kept the tangos from the movie.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they paid to make them, so they were going to use them.
True.
Spawn, especially at this time, like to save money, so why not use them in the show?
Could you imagine if, like, the Mighty Morphin movie was actually in show continuity?
That would have been. It would be messy.
Well, the movie is messy regardless.
But I love it.
Oh, yeah.
It's classic.
I think it's still my favorite out of all the ones we have.
Yeah, I mean, the 2017 movie is great, but, I mean, there's so many iconic things from the 95 movie that I can't ignore.
The soundtrack, Mom. Still a banger. Every song slaps. Oh my god, she is like cracked the fucking...
What the fuck was she whispering into Aisha's ear? Like, what was that?
Sweet nothings.
Even Aisha was like, this is getting cray.
Shut up, Zordon.
She's under a spell! Fix it. Or just blow up the monster.
It's like, he literally said, no, I don't want to.
Zordon literally just said, I guess it'll wear up eventually. Just go back to school.
What? Hashtag worst mentor ever.
What the fuck is Rito on the ground for?
Him and Goldar just finished a hot, sweaty sesh.
No, he loves Zed. Goldar wouldn't cheat on Zed with Rito.
Girl, they're paired off so many times, like... He absolutely would.
I fucking know it!
Why does Goldar give a shit?
You fucking bottom bitch. He doesn't like Rita.
God. Can't stand Goldar sometimes.
Oh, this is some sexual harassment right here.
I beg your pardon.
What is that face? Jesus, Kaplan, keep it in your pants.
Slap him, girl. Oh my god, please. Does she?
No.
Aw, oh, that would have been so good. I mean, he had it coming.
Yeah, testing on those humans so he can get all these love potion shenanigans out of the way. Okay, so Miss Appleby is just living for this, like, two men fighting after her. Get it, Miss Appleby.
Oh, she's literally like, oh, yes. So that's what...
I'm living for it.
Is Finster also invisible right here?
Yes, I guess so. Or they just don't care.
This is stupid.
Like, this doesn't faze them at all.
If you're gonna have a monster be invisible... Have, like, an outline of them or something.
They weren't going to spend money on those effects in 95.
Oh, no. Not like this wasn't the most profitable, like, children's show ever.
It's weird because, like, once the rating zips, that's when they started actually putting money into the show. Like, when it was at its highest, it still looked so fucking cheap.
Mm-hmm. Like, what were y'all doing?
Like, Zed's palace is, like, the cheapest looking set ever. It's just a bunch of walls with a throne in the middle.
Yeah, huh? And some smoke.
Some dried ice.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Art. Miss Chief.
That's a drag queen name.
Oh, totally.
Next on the runway, Miss Chief.
One thing... I did yesterday was I looked up a drag queen like meme name. So like it was based on like your first and last initial.
Uh-huh.
And mine, I was so embarrassed to say, was Lady Hole.
That's hilarious.
I didn't even want to say it. Hold on, let's see if we can find what yours is. I have the meme saved. Let's see. Miss Berries.
Miss Berries? I mean, I do like strawberries.
Amber's would be Lady Miss.
I mean, she'd probably say the shoe fits there.
That is so funny.
We all are Lady Miss.
I know, right?
We all are hot misses.
Jay's would be Mini Hooker.
No comment.
Just gonna leave that there. Shut up, Rocky.
They've done weirder than this. They turn you into footballs. Or pachinko balls. This is the weirdest thing?
Oh, the pachinko ball? That's iconic. I mean, if you're gonna be turned into anything, turn into a pachinko ball. Pink range of power. Yellow range of power. I love how they just, like, cut off her hair.
Yeah, that was a weird effect. Like, it was just their hands and their heads. So,
I mean, that's how it's always been.
I mean, season two was let's everybody put everyone in tight tank tops.
Oh, true.
Yeah. What even is that? Like a wheel?
What kind of wheel is that? That's not getting you anywhere. Oh, maybe is that supposed to be like a giant version of like a dial you turn to like turn on the water or something?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
I'm stretching here.
Yeah. It's just a cool weapon they thought that would look good with her, I guess.
What if her weapon was like a whip and like on the end of it was like a fire hydrant, so she was just like swinging that around?
Now that would be a little too much.
Make my monster growl. Whee! An original shot. Weird.
Ah. Oh, we did the speedy summon. We're not going to go through everyone.
No, right. We're not going to use the same stock footage. Oh, God. When they did the Thunderzords, they used the same...
The same footage for, like, 50 episodes.
Terrible. Again, that was a show at its height, and it was so lazy.
They were still so fucking cheap.
Like, so weird.
Also, in season two, they had, like, 3 or 4 Die Ranger monsters, so... Most of them, they had to be like, putty fight, putty fight, putty fight. And they couldn't interact with them because it was Die Ranger footage, so it was just putty fight after putty fight until the monster grew.
So weird. It's called original footage, mama.
Or, like, pay some money to get those Die Ranger suits remade.
Yeah, just do the Die Ranger suits, like, God.
For some reason, they only had, like, 5 or 6 of them. I don't know why. What, no Ninjor? Thanks, Ninjor.
Like, we wanted to see Ninjor?
I mean, it would have been nice.
Damn, Zed got an ass. Did you see that?
Fix Zed.
Yes.
I like that they did this, so they established that, like, Zed actually did love Rita.
Right.
Because even at, like, the start, it's like, oh, this relationship is based on a love potion, so... Cementing the fact that Zed actually did love Rito is good. Mm-hmm. And they do get snarkier with each other at this point, so I do like it.
Yeah.
But Sledge and Poisandra are better, don't at me.
Flames of Love.
Get it? Because the monster was fire-themed.
Is this that one song?
Yes, that's the song you're thinking of from Casper Meets Wendy.
Oh my god. Is that actually called Flames of Love?
No, I think that's the name of the dance.
Oh. Oh, I see. Okay, yeah, it does say dancer back there.
Fisher. Who's that dancing with Bulk?
I don't know, some random chick. I was like, oh, you're a man in a uniform. Mm. Yes, queen! Miss Appleby, get it.
Get that dick, Annie. And then Billy and Aisha, randomly? Okay.
I hate that.
And Rocky just dancing with some random blonde.
His hair looks so dry.
Yeah, well, it's like flattened, so of course it looks dry. Probably had to go through it. He had to probably flat iron it every day.
Ugh.
That's why by Turbo it looked super fucking curly. Are you fucking kidding me? Adam didn't have a date.
I'm like, hi Adam, did you need a date? I'm right here.
For real.
Yeah. Aww. This would have been a more healthy relationship than Cat and Tommy.
Well, there's a theory going around. Well, there was a theory going around that Spike's mom is Kim because of stuff like this with her and Skull. And I'm like,
I'm not mad at that.
I mean, then people said Candace, and then Candace was revealed to be Deltarian, so that makes no sense.
You know what's weird to me is that Skull had Spike and then just set him off to live with Bulk for, like, 2 years with no money.
I mean, Spike in general makes no sense because...
How weird.
Because he would have been, like, I don't know, like, Skull had to get someone knocked up right after Lost Galaxy started. That was 99, and Samurai's in 2011, so that means that's 12 years. So the oldest Spike could be is like 11 or 12, and Spike is a grown-ass adult in Samurai, so how the hell does that make sense?
Unless he had someone in high school, and we don't know. Like, he knocked some random person out, and she didn't tell him until later. She was like, oh, you have money, I'm going to tell you about this now.
Mm-hmm. You have money, honey, so this is yours. Have a nice day. Mm-hmm. Alrighty, so that was the Potion Notion from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Do we have any hot takes before we wrap this shit up?
I think the monster choice maybe could have been better. It doesn't really feel like a love monster at all. Very obviously a firefighter monster. It could have been used for like a different plot or something.
They wanted a love fiend episode, obviously. And I guess going through all the Cocker Ranger monsters, none of them fit the bill. So they're like, okay, this one's red. So I guess we can make that the love fiend monsters because hearts are red.
That's so random.
Yeah. The weird shipping stuff with this episode's a little weird. Like Aisha and Bulk, Skull and Kim.
Aisha and Billy. I didn't like that.
Rocky and that random blonde. Adam with his celery. What the fuck? Nobody asked Adam to dance.
That was celery? That's what that was?
Yeah. He was like, celery?
No, I don't want fucking celery. We're at a dance. So celery is literally just like water. It tastes like cardboard.
I like celery.
Well, I'm dragging you through the mud because it tastes like garbage, mama. Do you dip it in something every time when you eat it?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because most people I know that eat celery have to dip it in something to eat it. And I'm like, that should tell you it's trash, mom.
I mean, you know, I'm basic. I like regular flavored potato chips. And I have a basic palate.
That is very true.
Okay, so that's the end of our episode commentary. So what did you think of this episode? Let us know by tweeting at TheGreatPR. Tune in next time where we'll be continuing our love themed episodes with a commentary for episode 20 of Power Rangers Ninja Storm. I love Lothor. Join us next week for a brand new episode of The Grid. But until then, everyone say bye. Bye. Bye-bye.
This has been a Morphin Legacy production, bitches!